Our reality check segment with Honolulu Civil Beat looks at a plan to add a number of large utility-scale solar farms as we move to meet the state's ambitious green energy goals. Editor Chad Blair joins us this morning to talk about that. Hi there.
Good morning. Oh, good morning to you, Catherine.
Yes, and so, you know, I saw the headline on this story and I went, what, 16 solar farms?
Yeah, it's a pretty big deal. By the way, if I could just interject, because I heard my good buddy Lance Ray earlier.
Yes.
I almost got ticketed yesterday for jaywalking. The police officer came up to me, and believe me, I was guilty, stone cold, but said, can I see your ID? Did you know that's a $136 fine or something like that? I said, I'm so sorry you got me. He let me go, but it's real. Anyway, that's just my personal testimony.
Okay, good.
Now, back to the solar farm. So this is from Stuart Yurton, who covers business, in particular renewable energy, and this is from Hawaiian Electric. This is something that had been anticipated for some time now. He had written several stories about this. In fact, Hawaiian Electric itself describes this as the biggest request for proposals for renewable energy projects in its history. So that underscores just how big it is. But here's what's so curious. Hawaiian Electric did unveil some details about these projects, 16 total new solar farms, but had very little else to say about it. For example, who will be building these projects and exactly where are they going to be built? That information will not be disclosed for at least another month, although the winning bidders, if they so choose, they can tell people, they can disclose that information publicly.
And that's kind of critical information. Where?
It is. And I should say, by the way, these are a combination of solar plus storage projects or standalone storage projects. We do know that they are on three islands, Oahu, Maui, and the Big Island. In fact, I could even give a little more information. 9 will be on Oahu, 4 on Maui, 3 on the Big Island. But we don't know much else about that. And the concern that was raised, and Stuart does this rather slightly in his story, if I can put it, is, well, you can't help but think about what happened on Mauna Kea with TMT. That situation is still on hold. And Kahuku here on Oahu with the wind farms. A lot of protest for that project, although the wind farm construction is going through. And then one more here on Oahu, Waimanalo, right? Kirk Caldwell's plan to build that municipal park at Sherwoods. And of course, that encountered a whole nother level of protest. That is on hold, if I last remember, right? Because they discovered EV in the area and they have to look into that. So what Stuart is suggesting in the article is there may be some, and he's not saying this directly, but I think I'm just going to go ahead into it. These projects can be very controversial. These are large projects, and if people don't want them in their backyard, NIMBYism, well, you could well see a protest turn out.
Right, and we did see some pushback with some of the projects that are currently online now. The one up on the west side, Euros in Waianae, there was some concern. It was right by the school. They wanted a buffer. You know, there's, I think, one up on the North Shore. There's a couple in Mililani area that kind of started and then stopped and then started again.
You know, in this case, Hawaiian Electric itself will now be entering into contract negotiations with the winners of these 16 projects. And it will be up to the developers to do community outreach. And I think that's critical, particularly as was learned in Kahuku. While the developers said that they had done community outreach, there were others in the community that felt, no, it wasn't quite sufficient at all. So that's going to be a big part of this going forward, to reach out to folks in these neighborhoods, once they're identified, to answer any questions and allay any concerns.
And we have to say that the windmills, those projects have actually been more problematic than the large solar scale solar farms.
Right. I mean, there are disagreements as to whether they're safe or not. The companies say that they are safe, but some who object to them have said the noise that they emit, that they shouldn't be too close to schools or residences. Solar is somewhat different. We should, of course, tell you it varies in megawatt generation. It varies in gigawatt hours for project to project. We'll find out. But all of this, and I think you alluded to this at the top, this is all about the state's goal to which Hawaiian Electric is tied, to convert to 100% renewable energy by the year 2045. And even though that seems like a long time ago, a long time from now, it really isn't. And this has to be started now.
Right. And I know there was that one wind project at Palihua Ridge. Euros pulled out of that one. And I think there are a couple of proposals for solar farms on the plains, on the Ewa Plain side, with, you know, the military's lands over there. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
We will be following it.
All right. Thanks so much, Chad.
Thanks, Catherine.
That was Honolulu Civil Beat's politics and opinion editor, Chad Blair, with today's reality check. Read Stuart Yurton's story online at civilbeat.org.